Lasaran Martinez was born in Havana, learned violin at a music conservatory in Havana, and with her talents, eventually traveled the world.
You start music and that's what you're gonna do for the rest of your life. So you breathe, you eat, you think, you dream music. And I think it shows in the passion that we Cuban musicians have.
That passion brought her to Buffalo, where in 2013 she opened Pausa Art House with John Nelson in Allentown. It's now become a notable small and intimate space for jazz groups to perform.
We ask everybody not to talk during the performance and has become part of the brand that you're coming into a listening space. You don't come here to chat.
Martinez used to be a substitute violinist for the Buffalo Philharmonic Orchestra. When she's not booking new acts, she's performing in a 5-group piece of Afro-Cuban jazz called El Coco.
But I think here in Buffalo, there is a great audience for live music. And yes, we are not completely mainstream right now, but we have had a lot of groups that just find us.
One group that found Pausa is award-winning jazz saxophonist Jane Bennett and the all-women Cuban group Makeke, who will be performing at Pausa this weekend.
Just at Newport Jazz Fest, and that was huge crowd, and we're going to be at the Pausa Art House, and I've heard it's a really great room. It's small, intimate.
Pausa was recently named Best Bar for Live Music in Buffalo by the Buffalo Spree, but it's not just the venue that has Bennett excited.
The shows on Friday and Saturday are going to be really exciting for us because girls are going to be here. They're going to be meeting somebody who's running this place, and she's a woman, and she's from Cuba. And she's a musician, too. So that we've never run into. That's going to be a first.
Bennett found out about Pausa through Jazz Buffalo founder Tony Zambito, who collaborates with several performance venues.
Tony really responded quickly. He sounds like he's a man about town. And he got it happening and hooked us up.
Zambito may have gotten Bennett's attention, but he credits Martinez for making these kind of concerts a possibility.
She has, this open willingness to partner with an organization like Jazz Buffalo, and what she really cares about is this quality type of performance.
Zambito says you don't usually see live music venues owned by women.
It's actually uncommon, and it's a rare thing, and it's a beautiful thing, too, for the city of Buffalo, because what we get out of that is we get somebody who has more of a global thinking, more diversity in bringing in music that typically maybe we might not even be aware of ourselves, and she brings that to the table for the city of Buffalo.
So what's next for Martinez? Well, she wants to bring in more talent from outside of Buffalo.
People don't know who they are. They just read about it. They hear about it. But getting them out and experiencing the new music is a challenge. But I think we're making a statement. If it's happening at Pausa, it's going to be good.
Reporting for WBFO News, I'm Nick Lippa.